Okay, we're on the second half of Hilchos Melicha, Siman Lamed Vav. Today we'll go through that this whole second half, next two parts. The rest of the Siman really reads like a checklist of how to do Melicha, how to soak and do Melicha on all the various parts of the animal. So we start with the head. The head of the animal has to be cut off before you soak it, before the Melicha. Can't be done together, and it should be done separate. Before you soak it or salt it, so you're supposed to take out the moach, you're supposed to take out the brain, as well as taking out the krum that surrounds the brain of the animal. That makes it possible to do it well. Then you soak it and you salt it, both on the inside of the head and the outside of the head. You do not have to remove the hair of the animal's head or face, whatever, in order to do the melicha and the hadacha. Okay, bones. What about bones? So the difference is bones are still attached to the flesh. Then you can do it as all one big piece. The hadacha together with melicha. However, any bones that have marrow in them that are separate are considered to be a different thing, and therefore they should be washed and soaked separately, like we were talking about yesterday, and salted separately also. You should not have them close to the meat, because if one bleeds from one into the other, so then you're going to mess up everything. Okay, the legs of the animal. The legs of the animal come with hooves. The hooves are going to stop the animal from the blood from draining properly. So you have to remove the hooves before the soaking. Then after you do that, so you have to make sure that they're aligned or arranged in a way that the blood will go off, will drain off properly without going back into the leg. And again, the salting over here could be done, and the soaking could be done with the hair. You don't have to get the hair off. Okay, the animal's heart. The animal's heart has to be torn open in order to do the melicha and hadacha. If you have a question that you're not supposed to be eating that anyway because it's kashal shikha, we learned about that previously, so that's true. But for pure kashrus purposes, this is how you would do it. Animal's lungs. So in order to salt the animal's lungs, you have to slice them open, get rid of all of the blood, wash them both sides. Not only that, but there are certain bronchial tubes which are very wide, very big. Those also have to be opened up, salting and washing on the bronchial tubes on both sides. Liver. For liver, salting doesn't work because there's too much blood in the liver. So what you have to do is you just have to roast it until all of the blood comes out, but you don't roast the whole liver at once. What you have to do is you have to cut it up into smaller pieces so that it will do a better job. The fire will do a better job. When it's on the fire, so then you can pour a little bit of salt on it, but that's just to expedite the process. You have to wash the pieces of the liver first, just like everything else. You soak it and then after that, you put it on the fire. After it drains all of the blood, it's ready, so then you wash it three times, and then it's ready to eat. Okay, you have to make sure that you do it over a fire, not in a tanur, because if you do it in the oven, so then vayter, the blood is going to pool, and it's going to get reabsorbed. Or if you do it on some kind of paper, which will absorb the blood also, you have to have a cheshish that's going to go back in, because you're doing it over a fire. Beseder. You should not salt the liver first, and then roast it, because if you do that, so then vayter, you'll remove blood, and it will go back in, and then you'll mess up the whole thing. Spleen. Yeah, tchol. Spleen. So spleen is a regular piece of meat. The one thing that's unique about the spleen is that the membrane has to be removed, because the membrane of the spleen is otherwise known as chelev, which is an iser kari, so you don't want that. Also, the gidim of the spleen are also chelev, and that also has to be gotten rid of. So you have to do nikur on the gidim. He talks about the fact that there's one sinew over there that's attached to three chutin, and all of that needs to be removed. The animal's rectum and its intestines. So you have to, you salt it on the outside, and you can, what's it called? Do it on the whole, you have to do it on the whole thing. The udders of the animal, so that's a whole business in Yoredeya, so because it's filled with milk and how to deal with that, he doesn't deal with over here. The animal's stomach, if you have a baby calf stomach, so many times it's going to have milk in the stomach. So the halacha is you're supposed to pour out the milk, and then after you pour out the milk, so then you soak it and wash it and do what you wouldn't, what you would otherwise. There's also halacha of eggs. Eggs that are found inside the animal, inside a chicken, let's say, before, while the chicken is shechted, it doesn't matter if they even have a shell or if they're underdeveloped, those eggs are fleishiks. You can't eat them with milk. It has a full din of fleishiks. And as well as that, so you have to soak it and you have to salt it. However, it should not be salted next to the chicken meat, again, for fear that the blood is going to go in, from one into the other. And that's the story with that. If you leave meat unsoaked for 72 hours, you messed it up. And even if you salt it after that, it's no good. The one way to avoid that is every time, if you soak it within 72 hours, then that's going to buy you another 72 hours, and you know, even if you didn't salt it yet. The last thing that he has over here is that when you, what's it called? You shech the chickens, so you got to get rid of the feathers. So the first step is you pluck the feathers. But then after that, they singe the feathers off. Now, when you singe the feathers off, obviously you're using fire. If you're going to use a very strong fire, so then you can come to cook the meat while it still has the blood, and that's no good for the juice. So you have to make sure that you use a fire which is very weak. The type that he talks about is using just lighting some straw on fire or something that makes a very low degree flame, and moving the chicken back and forth so that it doesn't stay in one place long enough that the meat is going to get warm from the fire. And then that's whatever, that's all right. So, halacha l'maisa, none of us are going to really be doing this very soon. But it's very interesting to at least know what the process is and what's it called? Again, the concept and how you go about doing this whole thing. Sunday, Be'ez Hashem, we'll do halachas, which are more nogei l'maisa. That's halachas tevilas kelim, which comes up all of the time. So that is Simon Lamed Zion. That's also two parts. We'll do both of them, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday.